For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It was the fourth deadliest school shooting, with 10 people dead, including 9 students, and 10 others were wounded, several in critical condition. Police say 17-year-old Demetrius Pergorchis admits that he opened fire at Santa Fe High School in Texas, but they're not saying why. Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
We need to be doing everything humanly possible to stop this from ever happening again.
Police say explosive devices were also found. Also on Friday, a woman was killed and another wounded in a high school parking lot in Jonesboro, Georgia. WGCL-TV's Brittany Miller.
An argument broke out and that led to gunshots. We have one woman that is confirmed dead. We have another person that was shot in the leg. And we also heard that a pregnant woman was trampled during this incident.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
There was 110 people aboard a Cuban jetliner that crashed soon after takeoff from Havana on Friday. Only 3 people survived. The jet, a nearly 40-year-old 737, had a Mexican crew. Former NTSB chairman Mark Rosinker explains.
Cuban aviation has had to ground some aircraft. They've had to cancel flights. They've had issues given the age of their fleet and the difficulty in getting parts based on our embargo.
The Trump administration is moving to reinstate Reagan-era regulations preventing family planning clinics that receive federal money from referring women for abortions. Planned Parenthood aims it is the target of this legislation. Eric Scheidler heads up the Pro-Life Action League.
Planned Parenthood wants to keep this money. All they have to do is stop doing abortions, but they have refused to do that.
Reagan-era rules were challenged in court, which decided they were an appropriate use of executive orders. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
In a blow to House Republican leadership, lawmakers defeated a $687 billion farm bill on Friday, as some GOP conservatives sided with Democrats. The bill failed by a vote of 213 to 189. All Democrats voted against the bill, which included restricted requirements for recipients of food stamps under the Supplemental Nutrition Program. 30 conservative Republicans also voted the bill down, opposing the $70 billion cost of the SNAP program. The conservative GOP Freedom Caucus has also threatened to hold up the bill until security-oriented immigration issues are addressed. The food stamp program was added to the bill in the 1970s to persuade urban legislators to vote for a farming safety net, which is renegotiated and voted on every 5 years. GOP voters are weighing in on the future of a Republican lawmaker. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
There's a new poll out that says many Republicans want the U.S. Senator John McCain of Arizona to retire after he's been home since December battling brain cancer. The new Rasmussen survey says 62% of likely Republican voters believe the six-term senator should step down. 27% say he should hang in there. 11% say they're undecided on that question. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.